Welcome to Disturb Your Comfort Zone podcast, a podcast for thought leaders, visionaries, and creatives where we help you to thrive mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Felicia Ford from Thrive Space Global. Thanks for joining me. If this is your first time with us, know that each episode is categorized by mindset track. One is for beginners considering making changes in your life, but you may not know yet what that looks like. Two is for those of you who know and have started to change your habits. And three is for those of you who are all about growth, productivity, and performance. So we're going to actually jump right on into episode two. We're already in episode two. Oh my gosh. Yay. Last week we talked about why Disturb Your Comfort Zone was created for you. And it essentially was because you're busy, you have a lot going on, you are a thought leader, a visionary, and a creative. So your time is spent on your craft, you're using your hands, you're using your brain already. So this is just a way for you to listen, to tune in, to cultivate mindfulness. What we may have in common, I too am a thought leader, a visionary, a creative. I've had the side hustle, currently rocking that out as of this record date. I've also been a full-time entrepreneur, but I've also experienced burnout. And it was a collective of my experience, my education, my love for travel, and ultimately my love for serving people that led me to developing Thrive. The extraction that I mentioned in episode one, it began when I was prompted to once I returned back from Barcelona, that extraction began and I had to remove people, things, and I was physically planted in another place. So I want to challenge you with a thought, like we're not wasting any time this week, guys. If you were to continue at your current pace, mind, body, and soul, where will you be in the next 5 years? How can we move from where you are to where you want to be? How can you cultivate good habits? So we see a lot about detoxing the body, but if you could think a little bit more holistically, how can you think about detoxing mind, body, and soul? So I'm going to share with you 5 steps to cultivating good habits. And it starts with number one, detoxing the mind. So you, of course, can come back and listen to this a little later when you have your journal and you can take down some notes. But think about where you are. What are you listening to? And obviously right now you're listening to me, but on a daily basis, what types of things are you listening to? Radio, TV, videos, music. What are the messages that you're sending yourself? What are you reading? What types of things are entering your mind via your eyes? What are you watching? And this is not just, you know, music and TV, but also what messages via social media are you absorbing? Detoxing your body. And this is probably the first thing that we think about when we hear about a detox, because, you know, God forbid we embark upon that dreadful lemonade detox with the cayenne pepper. And I am in no way, shape, or form endorsing a detox of sorts or any type of physical detox, by the way. You, of course, want to consult with your medical professional if you were to engage in a detox physically, but I want you to think about what you're putting in your body as far as your intake on a daily basis. If you have a goal, a health goal, what type of nutrition are you eating, or what type of nutrition would you like to be eating? And then with step three, detoxing the spirit. And you might say, oh my gosh, what is that about? Okay, you may have heard of spiritual fasting, and that is really an alignment of mind, body, and soul. And actually today I am partaking in a fast. And so it's been a seclusion. I've kind of shut myself off from the world. And if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be able to be as mindful as I need to be to completely participate in my detoxing of mind, body, and spirit. So you could be a whiz at work. You could be phenomenal at your craft. You could be the hardest working man or woman in your building. But if there's dissonance between you wanting something and it actually happening, then that simply means you need to adjust your habits. So step four is shared or inspired by Miss Brené Brown, who's actually Dr. Brené Brown, PhD. And she says, let go of who you think you're supposed to be and embrace who you are. And that comes from her book, The Gifts of Imperfection. And I'll have a link in on the site so that you can access that book if you'd like, The Gifts of Imperfection. But let go of who you think you're supposed to be and embrace who you are. And as thought leaders, visionaries, and creatives, you know, some people quick to say, you know, I am who I am. I'm not who I, you know, think that I'm supposed to be. But you'd be surprised. A lot of people are influenced by so many others. And as artists, you know, we are influenced by some people. But how often do you shut yourself out from the rest of the world and just simply think and meditate and listen and tune in with the creator to be inspired by what's already inside of you? One of the other authors that I was inspired by as I was developing these habits to cultivate, these steps to cultivate good habits, is Margot DeGrange. And I actually found her on Facebook years ago. But she talks about the entrepreneur faith walk in her book, Brilliant Business Mentors. And there's also a link for that in the notes in the resources section. But it's a compilation in her section with her top tips to catapult you to success. Step one is get clear. Step two is let go of what's behind. But then it's in step three that aligns the most with what we're talking about here. And she says to take a step and then takes the next step. And sometimes, and this is exactly where I was when I was going through my extraction, I was a little concerned about, well, if I'm removing all of these things from my life, then what am I going to have and where is it going to come from? We can't be worried about those things. If you want something and you have a desire to be somewhere else, you want to be focused on your end goal. And that really goes into step number five, which is something that I have no problem with because I grew up as an only child. And that's step number five, use your imagination. So I use my imagination like heck, and I had conversations with Oprah. Before I thought of Thrive, I'd think of Oprah and want to discuss with her about her challenges. After Thrive, I want to ask her, when did you decide that you were going to stand on the glass ceiling? And I'm going to end today's episode with a quote from Mr. Eric Thomas. And it's simple. Productivity is deliberate. So the resources from today will be available in the resource section on the site. Remember, Disturb Your Comfort Zone is providing lifestyle solutions for thought leaders, visionaries, and creatives. We provide you relief for your overwhelm, order for your chaos, energy for your drained self, hope for your discouragement, clarity for your confusion. We offer community and resources. If you found anything of value in what was shared with you today, please leave a review on iTunes. Hit the subscribe button. Share this message. If you have a subject to be addressed, feel free to email us hello@thrivespace.us. Until next time, rise and thrive.